A simple website designed to help Harvard students find each other launched in 2004. Today, it connects one-seventh of humanity. Facebook has reunited families separated for decades, enabled strangers to donate kidneys to one another, and sparked political revolutions across continents. The platform reached 1 billion active users in just 8 years, but the numbers barely capture what's truly remarkable here. This wasn't the work of seasoned executives with MBAs and decades of corporate experience. It was built by an introverted programmer who simply believed the world needed to be more open and connected. As Paul Adams from Facebook observed, the web stopped being built around content and started being rebuilt around people. That shift didn't happen by accident. It happened because someone dared to imagine it differently. Mark Zuckerberg doesn't wake up thinking about quarterly earnings. He wakes up thinking about human connection. Through a dual-class share structure, he secured majority voting rights, protecting his vision from shareholder pressure. "I am not going to get fired if we have a bad year, or a bad 5 years," he explained. A 20-year study of 1,500 business school graduates revealed striking results. 17% chased their dreams immediately. Of that group, 100 became millionaires. Among the 83% who prioritized money over passion, only one reached millionaire status. Warren Buffett captured it perfectly. "Without passion, you don't have energy. Without energy, you have nothing." Passion without action is just daydreaming. When Zuckerberg envisioned his social network, he didn't spend months planning. He designed it, paid $85 monthly for hosting, and launched within weeks. When Yahoo offered $1 billion in 2006, he refused. His answer to why college students should lead this revolution was simple. Other people didn't care as much as we did. That commitment manifests in office posters proclaiming, "Done is better than perfect." Great companies aren't built on products. They're built on purpose. Simon Sinek's insight rings true. People don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it. Products can be copied within months. What breeds loyalty is the authentic belief binding customers to your mission. Patagonia's environmental commitment and Tom's Shoes one-for-one giving aren't marketing gimmicks. They're foundational principles guiding every decision. Facebook's purpose, to make the world more open and connected, has remained consistent since 2004. This unwavering focus explains why Zuckerberg refused buyout offers, believing Facebook's journey was only 1% finished. This dedication guided pivots from photo sharing to mobile first to virtual reality, always maintaining its core mission. Threadless exemplifies this pattern. Founded by Jake Nickel after winning a t-shirt design contest, the company evolved into a global platform empowering artists through their Make Great Together mantra. Without professional designers, advertising, or traditional retail, they thrived by creating a win-win platform where artists earn recognition and consumers get unique products. A clear purpose doesn't just inspire, it guides strategic decisions and fuels sustained growth. Human capital is a company's most vital asset. Yet a 2011 Gallup poll revealed 71% of American workers are disengaged. Companies with highly engaged employees outperform competitors by 147% in earnings per share and experience 65% lower turnover. When Jeff Bezos acquired Zappos for $1.2 billion in 2009, critics called it overpriced. Bezos recognized the value of culture beyond financials. Tony Hsieh attributed success to customer experience, company culture, and employee development, competitive advantages impossible to replicate. Zappos offers new hires $2,000 to quit after training if they don't fit, ensuring cultural alignment. These practices propelled Zappos from position 23 to position 6 on Fortune's Best Companies to Work For list between 2009 and 2011. Facebook institutionalizes culture through boot camp, a 6-week initiation where new engineers fix life bugs, work on 4 teams, and gain broad codebase exposure. Engineers rotate positions every 18 months. Monthly hackathons have birthed features like chat, video messaging, and timeline. Finding the right people means finding those who share your beliefs and strive for your purpose. As Zuckerberg puts it, People can be really smart or have skills that are directly applicable, but if they don't really believe in your purpose, then they are not going to work hard. Facebook's growth to 1 million users by November 2004 attracted a $75 million Viacom offer. Zuckerberg's rejection revealed his conviction in greater potential, while recruiting Accel's Jim Breyer demonstrated strategic leadership thinking. Facebook Photos revolutionized social sharing in 2005 by prioritizing human connection over tagging features rather than image quality. Newsfeed followed in 2006 as Facebook's most controversial yet transformative feature. Despite protests, Zuckerberg added privacy controls while maintaining core functionality, resulting in users spending 50% more time on the platform. Opening Facebook's API in 2007 created a comprehensive platform economy. Within 6 months, 250,000 developers built 25,000 applications, generating $835 million by 2010. The Hacker Way philosophy drives innovation through regular hackathons, producing timeline, the like button, and chat features. Zuckerberg's early experience abandoning WireHog taught him crucial focus, doing one thing exceptionally well. This product-first approach, prioritizing user experience over immediate monetization, earned admiration even from Steve Jobs. Success is a team sport. The most successful businesses have leadership teams whose members complement each other in capabilities while sharing the same purpose. The Zuckerberg-Sandberg partnership exemplifies this dynamic. Mark's product focus pairs with Sheryl's operational expertise and business acumen. When Sandberg joined in 2008, she took over sales, marketing, business development, legal, HR, public policy, and communications, allowing Zuckerberg to concentrate on building the platform. Facebook's revenue grew from $150 million to almost $4 billion. This visionary and builder model shifts from the traditional approach where founders step aside for experienced CEOs. Instead, the founder remains as the company's soul while partnering with an operational leader who transforms vision into reality. Successful partnerships throughout business history, Hewlett and Packard, the Warner Brothers, Larry Page with Eric Schmidt, demonstrate this power. The key lies in clear role definition, open communication, and mutual trust. Modern business complexity demands diverse leadership skills that rarely exist in a single individual. Mark Zuckerberg lives by qui audit adipiscator, piscator, who dares wins. His vision transformed a college networking site into a global platform serving over 1 billion people, housing 140 billion friendships. Studies show 70% of users contact someone offline after Facebook interactions and 40% meet in person. Zuckerberg founded Facebook at 19, joining visionaries like Bill Gates, Microsoft at 20, Jeff Bezos, Amazon at 30, and Google's Larry Page and Sergey Brin, both 25. Each built empires with extraordinary vision despite minimal initial experience. Like Bezos enduring Amazon.bomb criticism and Jobs being ousted from Apple, Zuckerberg focuses on long-term strategy over short-term demands. Extraordinary success comes from pursuing purpose with relentless passion. Surround yourself with talented individuals who share your vision. Focus intensely on product excellence. Form strategic partnerships that amplify impact. As Zuckerberg notes, connecting the world is only 1% finished. The remaining 99% awaits someone brave enough to imagine what doesn't exist and determined enough to build it. What will you create?